CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net will be called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, I do have an announcement. We are still looking for net controllers. We still need some net controllers for the Mondays and Tuesdays, the latter part of the month, and on Mondays, the first Monday of the month. Still looking for net controllers to be able to take those positions. If you would like to be considered for that, give me an email. Send me an email. My call sign is good on QRZ, W4DJW, on QRZ, and you can look up my call sign there. Send me an email. Let me know. We'll get you equipped with what you need so that you can call the net. And we will be resuming the looking for new amateur radio operators that have just got their license. You'll hear me do that in just a minute. Now that test sessions have begun again, looking for new amateur radio operators that have never checked into the net before and would like to check into a net and get to know the protocol, enabling them to learn that quicker. And I believe that's all that I have this evening. Anybody need any fills for on those two announcements? Okay. Nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGSU portion. We're going to start off with new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net. If you're brand new and you'd like to learn more about the protocol and you're hesitant to check in, now is the opportunity. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, not hearing any. I'm going to go ahead with the pre-check-in list. We have had 5 people check in early to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And that control like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, over in Travelers Rest. He's bringing with him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla. And appreciate you doing that, Fred. Appreciate you using that capability. I think other people, when you do that, other people can hear it and get curious about it, and they learn how to use it as well. So appreciate you doing that, Fred. And WP for BJS, that's Ed over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well if you're listening. K4GAT, that's Michael in Simpsonville. Appreciate you using that functionality, Michael. And KM4RGX, and that is Carol over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. He was one that I just happened to refresh right here right before the net, and his name popped in there, so he just recently checked in. Appreciate that, Carol. And tonight being Tuesday night, for the RF section of the net, because we don't have anybody on EchoLink at the moment, we're going to begin with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter suffix are called to begin with letters I through L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
OJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on Mount Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send me the reach for each one of you.
Have you? Miss Amy, you're both well this evening. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Dave, and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You're sounding good as usual, James. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And W4IOE, that's Sid up in Fletcher. He calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8 p.m. with a tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with him. 8 p.m. on Sundays, frequencies 14664 and with a tone of 91.5. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo, K4KAE. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone. Have a good night.
JW.
4 Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
W4DJW. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night tonight. 7-3.
JW. Hello, Dave. This is KG4LPF. That'd be Kilo, Golf, 4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot, Sam, and Anderson. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, Negatron, I'd like to recognize K4KAE. That's Miss Alice over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight. Miss Alice, you're sounding good. You got that audio up there tonight. Sounds really good. KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us, Larry. Wouldn't be the same without you. Until Miss Donna, we said hello. And KG4LPF, and that is Sam over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Sam. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. And, sir, if you would, please check in KM4GZT, David in Easley, on the Handy Talkie via crossband repeat. Again, that's Kilo, Mike, 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, David in Easley via crossband. I'll be monitoring.
That last station came kind of quick. I didn't get your call sign. Can you come one more time?
2 Sierra, Sierra Tango.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KM4GZG. That's David over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. I do appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. And K2SST, that's Ronald in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Ronald. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And we're going to go ahead and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters M through P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4 Delta Mike. Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. And Dave, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
Please check me in and out, out of turn. Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Flattown.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all on Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Lorena. You're sounding good. Till Rick and Michelle, we said hello. We really do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt over in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You're sounding good. KK4FTU, that's Richard in Northwest Anderson, or Slabtown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, bumping it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of suffix are called to begin with letters Q through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Travelers Rest. Don't know if I'll be here tonight, Dave.
Okay, now I'd like to recognize K4SUG. That's Ray over in Travelers Rest. I got you down for comments, Ray. If you're here, that'll be great. If you're not, it's okay. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You're sounding good. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango.
DJW. Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. good evening to you and everyone on the net.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
Whiskey, Foxtrot, 4 Sierra. Name is Steven. I'm in Walhalla. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Negatron, I'd like to recognize WN4S. That's Chris in Greenville. You sounded good tonight, Chris. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KM4RJN, that's John over in Inman. Got you down for comments, John. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. And WF4S, that's Stephen over in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations, go back through Tango that would like to, and yeah, John, I've got you down for comments, so I'll be back to you in a little bit. Any other stations, go back through Tango that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. NKC4SKB, Larry, and also KG4AHS, Rhonda. Warren Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KC4SKD. That's Larry. He's bringing with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. And Larry, did you say you're in Easley this evening?
That's what we are. Have a good evening, KC4SKD.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't completely sure. Appreciate you confirming that. Hope you and Miss Rhonda are having a wonderful evening. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Yeah, W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, in Walcott, Iowa, be negative and negative. How you doing, Fletcher?
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KW4TS, that's Jim, in Wallacala, Iowa. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. You're not showing up in my EchoLink list, which is unusual. My list is empty, so I'm going to have to take a look at that and see what's going on. But do appreciate you being with us tonight. Jim, you be safe up there. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group, or EchoLink stations, for that matter, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW.
Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November, Golf. K4YNG, Fletch and Easley. I'd like to say hey to Jim. I hope he has safe travels. And also to Michelle, please stay safe in your work. We're negative and negative, Dave.
HAW. And out of turn, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize K4YNG. That's Fletch over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Fletch. I had to kill my EchoLink client and start it back over again, and both you and Jim are now in there. Don't know what happened to it. Might have been running for a few days. Something happened. Probably the log file rotated, and it was on an old log file. But anyway, got you in there now, and I can see you in my list, both of you, so the error was on my end. Appreciate you guys' patience, and appreciate you checking in. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, bumping it up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with the letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. G at 4.
Whiskey
4. Charlie.
Tango 4.
Zulu. Mike. KJ4WZM. I'm Daniel. My location is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
W. Again. Kilo Golf 4. Whiskey November. Papa. Landon, Mobile, Pumpkin Town, in and out.
W. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XP. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
DJW. Check in Kilo 4 Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan and Piedmont. and we're negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
DJW. Again, Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative, but listening in. Everyone have a good evening. Try to stay dry tomorrow.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4WZM. That's Daniel. I believe he said he was in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Daniel. Be safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KG4WNP, that's Landon. He was mobile in Pumpkin Town, but he can't be anymore because you blink your eyes, you miss it. So he's got to be way past Pumpkin Town now. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Drive safe. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And K4VKN, that's Alan over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alan. KN4VWA, that's Steven up in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. And Steve warns us that we need to be prepared for water coming out of the sky tomorrow. Appreciate that, Steve. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, jumping on up to the patient group. Nope, not quite. It'll be one more before the patient group, but we're going to go with Alpha through Delta, stations with first letter suffix you call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, KB4CBA, David Mobile in Grindville. Good evening to you, Dave, and everyone on the net, negative and negative.
JW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right. 73s.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KB4CBA. That's David. He is out there mobile in Grindville. Good to have you with us tonight, David. You be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. KO4AOW, that's David. He's in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, David. You're sounding good as usual. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, now for the patient group, the Echo through Hotel group. If the first letter of suffix you call begins with letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW. Hey, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negatives.
W, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Dave, and everybody on the net. And Dave, just check me in and out again tonight, please.
JW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, negative, negative tonight, Dave. Not much change since yesterday.
DJW. Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Ken Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango, Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. WB4FEE, that's Mr. Dan over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Dan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Yeah, the only thing, Harry was the one that was saying that he, not much changed, other than the Earth spinning at 1,000 miles an hour for 24 hours to come toward the sun and away from the sun. Anyway, Dan, appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Chandler, who did rag chew last night. But the only thing that's happened between then and now is the Earth spinning at 1,000 miles an hour for 24 hours. Good to have you this night, Harry. Hope all's going well with you. W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. You're sounding good tonight, Gene. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, bringing with her. W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark. Two of our finer net controllers on Sunday and Monday nights. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home over here and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
JW. And Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilo. W4NDK, Nate, in Charlotte. And I don't have any traffic or comments tonight.
Okay, and I control like to recognize W2T. That's Rusty, who is at home and more. Good to have you with us tonight, Rusty. No place like home, right? I enjoy mine, too. This COVID lockdown isn't that bad for me. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. And W4NDK, that's Nate in from Charlotte. Nate, I am impressed with your signal from Charlotte. It sounds really, really good. You got a good signal into Caesar's Head this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Tell your other friends up in Charlotte to do the same. We like those long-distance calls. DX calls from Charlotte to Greenville. Appreciate you taking the time to be here tonight, Nate. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got everybody. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is K4SU Ray over in Traveler's Rest. How's it going, Ray? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Ray said he might not be around, so we're going to go ahead and move it on up to KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. John, did you ever get any rain yesterday?
This is KN4RJN. It sprinkled a little bit. We didn't have much to talk about, but... Had one of our post members need a little help with a tree, and I just bought a new chainsaw, and one of the other, hey, can you come over and, you know, take care of this for us? And I said, sure. So I chopped down a tree, and one of the other guys brought his trailer and his tractor with a bucket loader, and we loaded all that stuff up, and then they had this fence, this 8-foot wooden fence that had fallen down, and they basically just wanted it, you know, it was all rotten, wanted to clear it out. So we started ripping that apart and loading that up on the trailer, and while we did maintain social distance, we did not maintain social distance from the poison ivy that was all tangled up in the fence. So we got all that taken care of, and I'm itching like crazy, and I overworked my hip, which has some bursitis in it, so right now I'm washing down my pain pills with a beer.
Ouch. That does not sound like fun, John. I'm going to go ahead and check in K4RM. He's checking in via text message on Echolink, and he's normally from either Piedmont or Nancy Mountain. My text message didn't say, but anyway, Fred, if you're listening, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You and Miss Mary take care. And John, that does not sound like fun. The poison oak really stuck out to me the most. Did you get a lot of that?
Well, yeah, I got home and took a shower, and when I hopped out of my shower, my wife came in and said, my God, you're one big red, you know, welt. And I said, yeah, well, you know, here, rub some of this lotion on my back, and I put some other stuff, and I had a bug bite. The thing was loaded with ants and Lord knows what else, and I had a couple bug bites. I've got some itch cream. I put a little bit of that on there. After I got out of the shower and put some lotion on, I, you know, stopped itching. My hip is killing me, but, you know, I stopped itching. So, like I said, I'm washing my pain pills down with a beer, so it ought to be okay here in a minute.
Okay, if you're good with it, I'm good with it. But that's one thing I just I have a hard time tolerating. And luckily, knock on wood, I've cut down a bunch of trees in the backyard and cleared out a bunch of brush and haven't had any yet. But I can remember painful days when I was a kid and I had that stuff. Anyway, Steve said we're supposed to get a bunch more tomorrow night. What, or tomorrow? Do you know anything about that? A bunch more liquid out of the sky?
I hadn't actually looked at the weather. That was the least of my concerns when I got home. However, on the bright side, I had
The guys are scheduled to, I bought a fence to put in the backyard, give the dog a place to run around back there, and they were supposed to put it in today. And when I went over to take care of the tree, that 1 hour, what I figured would be a 1 hour job, turned into a 4 hour job. And by the time I got home, the fence was in. I thought, well, good. That just solved a whole lot of problems. It's like, I've got a new fence in my backyard. Looks nice. They did a good job.
Well, that is good. That's always a good surprise. Well, I did pull up the weather, and it looks like tomorrow it's going to start at 3 a.m., and it's going to go all day long, nonstop, 100% chance of rain tomorrow. But I'm glad you got your fence in. Have you let the dog run around out there yet? Does the dog appreciate the fence?
I hadn't let it out there yet because I've got to put some chicken wire underneath one end of the screened-in porch to keep her from getting up underneath there and getting all muddy and going after the woodchucks that are living under there. But on the bright side, my new chainsaw worked great. It's an electric chainsaw and works off a battery, and it took that tree down like nobody's business. I thought, well, good. I'm glad. You know, that's impressive. So I've got a tree out back that came down in the last windstorm that I hadn't gotten to yet, so I might have to get out there at some point and take the chainsaw to that and chop that up and get that out of the way.
Well, tell me more about that electric chainsaw. Is it one with a cord, or is it battery-powered? And what brand did you get?
Battery-powered. It's called EGO, E-G-O. And it's the same battery that powers my blower and my weed whacker. So I've got two of them. And it's a 56-volt battery, which is enough to get a chainsaw going. Not near as loud as a gas chainsaw. And there was about a 12, 15-foot cedar tree that she wanted out of there. And I took the limbs off up as high as I could get and topped it and then brought the rest of it down and chopped it up. Went through one battery, which was fully charged, taking that thing out, and I brought the second battery with me. And the second battery we used to take bits and pieces of that fence out. So, and it still had some juice left when we left. So, and they charge up pretty quick. So, it worked pretty good.
Well, I know that one well. I studied it and studied it and studied it while I was cutting down trees in the backyard because I was going to go get one as soon as my Husqvarna quit working, which it never has. It's still going and going and going. It's gone through a bunch of chains and a bunch of bars and a bunch of gas and a bunch of oil, but it's still going, so I can't really justify going out and getting that one. But I've got the EGO first generation push mower that I use for areas that the riding mower can't get into. And it works really good. It's got the big battery. And then I've got the weed whacker, the little one that's got the two nylon cords or plastic cords that go around. And it's got two little batteries. And I can run one of those batteries out getting up the weeds. And I followed a thread on the web about them, people just begging them to build an edge trimmer. EGO, and that's what I was hunting for. That was going to be the next EGO utility tool that I was going to purchase. They've got like two more generations of lawnmowers since I got mine, but mine's still going strong. I just used it last weekend to cut a section that I don't want to be riding the riding lawnmower over, and it works really good. Easy to sharpen the blade. Makes no noise hardly at all, just like the weed whacker makes hardly any noise whatsoever. And I got a hedge trimmer that's an EGO. But I want to get the chainsaw and the new generation lawnmowers that they've got. I think they've got self-propelled push mowers now, which look pretty intriguing. And they're supposed to last longer on the batteries and just all kinds of benefits. But I really can't justify that, so I just keep using what I got. But anyway, I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy that one. If my Husqvarna ever wears out, I'll be getting one of those.
Roger. Well, I already had a leaf blower and a weed whacker, and I had a battery with each one of those, so I've got two batteries. So I bought just the tool, which is considerably cheaper than buying the tool with the battery and the charger. And I figured two batteries, keep them charged up, and I can do pretty much what I need to do. But, yeah, they do have, EGO's now making a thing called a power wand where you can get different attachments on it, and you can get a pole saw, you can get a weed whacker, you can get an edger. I forget what all they have. They even had like a a broom type thing to, you know, sweep off, you know, where the grass sticks and the blower won't get it when you run over it with a lawnmower, or your wife drove in while you were cutting the grass or something like that. And I knock snow off and some other stuff. They've got about a half dozen different attachments that you just, you know, disconnect to one, plug into the other one, and away you go. You might want to look into that too.
Well, that's the way my current edge trimmer is. It's got an edge trimmer, and then it's got a weed eater attachment, and it's got this thing that looks like a throwing star that fits on there. And I think that's for getting really big, heavy weeds where you've got tons of them. You just chew through the nylon cord really, really fast. So, and that thing, and you have to be careful with that, because that's kind of like having a circular saw blade on the end of your weed whacker. If that thing ever got a hold of your leg, you'd be mincemeat. But, and that's a toroid, I think is what they call that, and, or a troy, or something like that. I can't remember. But anyway, that thing is a pain. I could justify getting the edge trimmer with as one of the attachments onto that one, that new one, because that troy, the bubble width that you use to prime, it's a 4-stroke, not a 2-stroke. So that's kind of good. But the bubble that you use to prime it on the second year got really brittle and broken up. So now you can't prime it with that bubble pusher. Now you just have to choke it and pull it until it fires a couple of times, and then push the choke off a little bit and then start it. And you can't take the choke all the way off or it won't run. But it does get the edge trimming done. So... And another hard thing about it, I was going to get that air blower, too. I went out to pick it up a few times, but they never had it out there. And you can only get those things at one place. That's Home Depot, which made them kind of hard to get. I you could probably get them now. But back when I was hunting for the chainsaw, which I couldn't justify, and the air blower, the air blowers never came in while I was looking.
Well, I know they've got the weed whackers at Home Depot right now, and of course they've got the chainsaws. And I didn't think to look to see if they had the blowers, but yeah, Home Depot is the only one that carries them. Which if I were Ego, I'd be, you know, putting them in Home Depot and Lowe's and Ace and every other hardware store in the world, and you know, selling more of them. But hey, I'm not in charge of that company, so they do what they want to, I guess. But yeah, they did have a fair stock of them in Home Depot the other day when I went in there. And they might have the blowers. You might want to take a look.
Well, let me check to see if anybody else see if second shift has started arriving yet, and then I've got another question for you about the air blower. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tacoma, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, David.
4DJW. Sorry for checking in late. November 4, Delta Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson.
4DJW. And Joe, KK4JD. And Greer, I'll be in and out listening this evening. Over.
Okay, so we got part of second shift. Net control lock recognized. KN4SMK. That's Doug over in Tocoa. Sounded good from Tocoa tonight, Doug. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And for DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. First shift or second shift, doesn't matter which shift you get here, Jerry, just as long as you get here. Appreciate you being here. KK4JB, and that is Joe and, is that right? Is that Joe? And what was your QTH?
QTH is Greer.
Okay, Joe, just wanted to update my database so I would get it right the next time. KK4JB. We have another check-in to this net that is a regular. His call is KK4JBQ. So just letting you know, if you hear a KK4JB and you hear a Q on the end of it, don't be surprised. We have one of those on this net who is a regular. He checks in all the time. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW.
Go ahead.
For IBM, that's Kilo Echo 4 India.
Bravo Mike, Billy Greenville, checking in, and enjoy talking, hearing all the news and information. Good to talk to everybody tonight and listen. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KE4IBM. That's Billy over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Billy. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. So, John, back to you. Which one of the blowers did you get? The backpack blower or the one that you can, the lightweight one that is a little bit more convenient?
I got the lightweight one. That's for one thing, it's lightweight, but you know, I can blow off the driveway, blow off the mower, and blow off the sidewalk, and walk around, and it's not that heavy. It's and it's well balanced, and it's got two settings, and low setting if you're blowing around the garage door and you don't want to blow it all into the garage, and then a high setting if you really got to blast the stuff, and it works pretty good. So I see second shift to it. That was fortuitous. I had to pop the top on another painkiller, but while everybody was checking in, but. I like the tools. They're handy. They're the batteries last long enough to get done what I need to get done, and they recharge pretty quick. So and they're not heavy. So even that chainsaw is not that heavy. It's it sliced through that cedar tree pretty good. So like I said, I got one out back. I got to go chop up. Got blown down this last windstorm. So I'm gonna try and get out there tomorrow if my hip will let me, and chop that up and try and get rid of that thing.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're enjoying your new chainsaw, your electric battery-powered chainsaw. I know that one's got to be good. Their other tools are really good. I'll probably be getting one of those, but only when that Husqvarna quits working, and it starts like on the second pull every time. It's kind of like the air blower that I've got that's a backpack blower. I had a hand blower, handheld blower, but I have to get up I've got a lot of trees, and I had to get up a lot of leaves. And after a while, I got the backpack one just because I was tired. My arm would really hurt after getting up all the leaves in the backyard and the side yard. And the backpack, you put it on, and it's just a tube. You're not holding anything but the tube, and so that made that more convenient. But those two things work really good, and I don't suspect they'll be dying anytime soon. But the chainsaw, it looks interesting. I'd like to get one of those. That'd be very convenient for not having to pull start it. And I don't know how it would do on chainsaw blades, but I go through a lot of those. Some of these trees around here are really, really hard, and they are tough on chainsaw blades. But anyway, we'll see. I might go out to Home Depot and just look at them again, like I've done in the past. What else you got for us this evening, John?
Yeah, well, like I said, they work for my. I've got an old Poulon chainsaw that I bought when we back when we lived in where were we? I think we were living in Easley, and when we built the house in Anderson, there were no trees in that yard at all because the Easley house had more trees than you could shake a stick at. And I spent a lot of money having a bunch of trees removed that were too close to the house. So when we built the house in Anderson, I found a lot didn't have a single tree on it, and I didn't plant one either. So that chainsaw sat in the box for in the toolbox for about 7 years, never getting started. And the last time I tried to start it, I almost dislocated my shoulder trying to get that thing to fire up. And when we moved here and we had more trees, I said, I got to get something else because maybe somebody else can get it going, but I sure can't. So it's like the electric thing, you plug the battery in, you push the button, and away we go. Yeah, so that's why I got mine.
Well, I had one of those Poulons too. It was one of the green ones. And the carburetor on it was made out of some kind of nylon plastic kind of thing, and it broke. It just, vibration, I guess. I think it got loose and it rattled a little bit before it shut off, and it broke one of the ears, the dog ears that the screw goes through that holds it to the side of the crankcase. And I replaced it, and it never really ran as good after I replaced it because I don't think I got the exact same carburetor that it had before. And that's why I got the Husker Warner. I said, I'm tired of fooling around with this thing. So I junked that one after trying to fix it a couple of three or four times. I junked it and got the Husker Warner. And that boy, that thing works really good. But it's noisy. If you forget your earplugs and you go cutting trees all day long, by the time you come in the evening, your head is ringing even the next morning from that thing. That's why that electric one looks so attractive.
Well, the pull on the noise didn't bother me, but the vibration on the thing, I mean, when I got done, I was still tingling for, you know, a couple hours afterwards, and this one, it's like, you know, it makes about as much vibration as your hair clippers, you know, it's, it works pretty good.
Okay, well, I'm happy if you are. Anyway, I'll go ahead and continue on with the net. Appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion, John. And looking forward to your net on Friday night. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Well, John, it looks like you helped me stretch it out until everybody got here. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
Okay, boy, hell's the guy. Y'all were talking about those battery-powered lawn equipment. I'm just curious to know. I'm sure they're using lithium-ion batteries on them, too. Are they made over there in China, say, like the HT batteries are?
I think it uses those batteries that are called 18650, 3.7 volts per cell. I've seen the inside of them on a YouTube video. Somebody took one apart. And they're bigger than a double A, but they're not as big as a D. They're as tall as a D, but they're not as big around, but they're a lot bigger around than the double A batteries. And they charge really fast, and they have a really high discharge rate. And I think they're not lithium polymer. I think they're lithium ion. I think you're right. Or there might be lithium Fe. What is Fe? That's ion. It might be that other one. There's like three or four different kinds of lithium and other element mixtures, Andy. But these are the kinds that charge up really fast, and they can take a high discharge rate.
LCFID. Well, I got a drill here that I got some years back. Has lithium ion batteries in it, but everywhere I look, they say they can't get the battery for it anymore. And when I go to other places, they tell me, you know, it ain't worth the expense and trying. And you know, you've heard me talk to Robert Webster over the past two or three years about some of the lithium ion batteries that I've had problems with the T98. Well, they're all made over there in China, so I was just curious to know about it, because I still haven't found a battery for that screwdriver yet.
Well, Andy, I think somebody might have had some information for you, because somebody doubled with you at the first part of that, and you were clearly over them. You could just tell that they were there. But let's see if anybody else has any other comments on those batteries. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, Andy, well, I thought somebody was doubling with you. It sounded like it. But this might be lithium iron as well. That's another one that they make. There's a lot of them. And I don't know. I think they're made in the United States and they're made in China. They're probably made in several different countries because they're extremely popular.
They're using about everything here, say, in the past 15 years to now. And between the fact it's reported that in some situations they'll blow up on you. Then under, like I said, I've got tried to get two or three spares for that T98, and I'm not going to mention the name of the place, but I won't go there to buy any more batteries from them again. I got three or four spares, and within the first three or four months, they started going bad on me for that T98, and I won't buy any more from them again, and The other place where I did finally get a couple of 4-4, it ended up being in Hong Kong, and nowadays, that's part of China.
Well, you're right, Andy. They are a little more susceptible or more prone to bursting into flames over other batteries, and that's why they require more engineering on the tools that are going to be using them. The tools have to be able to sense individual cells, and they have to be able to get good cooling around each individual cell, and they need to be able to detect when that drop-off happens and cut you off and not let you have any more juice once you hit that threshold. And they're kind of quick to fall off. They last really good up to the point that they don't, and then they don't. And then you better not be pulling any more on them, because if you take them down to a certain level, they won't come back up again, period. That's it. But they've got some really good qualities and some bad qualities, and the bad qualities have to be overcome by the engineering of the tools that are going to be used to make use of them. They've got to be able to detect those cells. They've got to be able to detect the drop-off. They've got to be able to cut you off and not let you pull any more current from them when they get to a certain voltage. It can't just be engineered to let you keep draining and draining and draining until they burst into flames. I think that's what happened with those surfboards, those little things that had two wheels on them, and you stood on it and you leaned forward and it would go forward, and you leaned backward and it would go backward, and it carried people around. You heard of those things bursting into flames quite a bit. I think it's because they use batteries like that, and they didn't do the proper engineering to figure out where the cutoff point was and cut you off from being able to use it once they hit that point.
DJC.
Go ahead.
Dave, I've come into batteries. You know, there's a company out of California that's called BioNO. How is the correct pronunciation of it? I think they build their batteries in the States. They use that lithium iron polymer. It's a pretty good battery. They're fairly expensive. I think a 12-volt 9-amp hour is about pretty close to $80 or something like that. But that's kind of the same high, it's a high-density battery, but it's got a really good circuit protection on it as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking some of them even, I did see a video on that where they were made in the United States. I did see a company that was making them, and they did stress some of the things that they have to do and some of the things that the equipment that uses them has to be able to do, or dangerous if you don't match the right kind of battery. That's why it's kind of dangerous just to start using them on old equipment that doesn't know what it is dealing with, right? You got to be able to detect temperature and the drainage, current draw, that kind of thing, and be able to regulate it so that you don't put them, as long as you don't abuse their specifications for usage, you're okay. But as soon as you start abusing that, you can get into trouble in a hurry.
W4DJ, WKN4RJN.
Go ahead, John.
KF4LZ, Andy, you still on?
Still KI4LZ. That's my experience with lithium iron batteries.
Roger. I just ran upstairs to grab one of these things to see what it was. It is a lithium ion battery. It's 56 volts. It is, in fact, made in China. And in the small print, I've got the date on this battery is February 2015. And it's still going strong. And like you said, Dave, this thing will, if you're on the blower or the weed whacker, either one, when the and I found out on the chainsaw too, it gets down to a certain point, it will just stop. It won't let you drain it down beyond a certain point. And it's got a little light indicator on the backside that is green, and when it starts getting down, it'll turn yellow, and when it turns red, it shuts off. And it won't do anything else until you charge it up. So, and I've had these things for at least that long, and the whole battery pack weighs about a pound, I guess, maybe a pound and a half. I don't know how many cells are inside of it. But it's 56 volts, 2 amp hours, and it is lithium ion, and it is, in fact, made in China. But they've lasted me for, you know, quite a while, and they still charge up pretty quick.
I couldn't get any new ones to start with. I thought at first those that went by them within months of time I got them, I thought they was new to start with. Then I found out later, well, they were reconditioned. And they wasn't holding up. That's why I wouldn't go back there again. The next time I finally got a couple for them, but I had to order them from a place to get their badges from Hong Kong, which is, you know, nowadays China. And like I said, I got this drill over here that I've had for many, many years, and, you know, I can't even find another lithium-ion battery like it, but if I did, there's two situations about it. I don't know if it'd be saved, and on top of that, I'm told it's probably not worth fooling with now.
Roger that, Andy. Have you tried Batteries Plus to see if they've got them?
I have to say this on the air, but batteries and bulbs is where I got those that didn't last but about 3 or 4 months for my T98XT.
Okay. Well, so much for that theory. Well, but this battery I'm looking at, it is made specifically for the Ego line of things, and like I said, these have lasted, quite a while. I've had them for several years, and they're still doing good. But yeah, okay. Anyway, W4DJW, back to you.
Well, appreciate you throwing that out there, John. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And as battery technology gets better and better, I think we're going to have to be more and more aware of it. I know when you're flying multi-rotors or RC airplanes, for that matter, they've been flying with batteries, lithium polymer batteries, which are the strongest of the group of lithium batteries, but they're also more susceptible to fire than anything else. So you've got to have special chargers. You've got to keep an eye on the voltage on each individual cell, and you can't let them get too far apart. Some people don't even let it go 0.001 difference in voltage, or they've got balancers that will bring the low cells up or bring the high cells down, and then you'll charge it and you'll watch them charging. And if they start getting out of whack again, then you have to go through this other process to get them back tuned up so that they're all the same voltage. Because if they get too far out of voltage, they start building up internal resistance, and they'll get hot in a hurry, and they will get hot enough to burn up. And some airplanes have burned up in there. Some multi-rotors have done that, just caught on fire because they didn't pay close enough attention to each individual cell voltage. So as the battery technology goes up, you have to be more and more careful with how you use them, and more aware of how they work, or you can get in trouble. But anyway, Andy, we do appreciate you bringing that up, and John, we do appreciate you throwing that out there, that information out there. Any other stations before we shut it down? We're out of rag chewers. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW, KC4EZN, back at you.
Look, the state. We're over here at the base of Paris Mountain, and you guessed it, beautiful Greenville County. And since I'm too late for everything, I guess I'll have to be in and out. Y'all have a good one. 73 stop.
Okay, I may have not had it keyed up. Net Control Rock recognized K4ZZX. That's Steve over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Harry, your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. I did have a little bit of excitement today. Back during, 2018, when we had that grid square contest, I had gotten hooked into the digital modes and had a lot of fun with that, and kind of following along with the five-band, worked offstage, DXCC, whatever. I kept a record of the stations that I worked, and when I worked a station on five bands, I sent them a special QSL card. And one of the people that I worked was K1JT. That's Joe Taylor. He wrote the software. And today, in the mailbox, in addition to getting my tax refund, which that wasn't the excitement, was I had a QSL card from K1JT, and that was my excitement for today. So, yeah, one thing did change. That was a, he's a busy guy, Nobel Prize winner, and, a couple other things. But anyway, that was my excitement for the day, was getting a QSL card from the guy that wrote the software for the WSJTX mode. So anyway, just threw that in. Also, I was at a battery shop about a year and a half ago getting a battery for my car, and they had one of those lithium, LiFePO, whatever it was, a car battery size, one of those things, and I looked at it, and I asked the guy, I says, what does that thing cost? And he looked at me kind of thing like, he says, $1,200. So with that, we'll send it back to you, and enjoyed the conversation, enjoyed the listening. I learned a couple things tonight. So W4DJW, KC4ECN, everybody have a good evening, stay dry tomorrow.